The man charged over a fatal shooting rampage in Darwin on Tuesday night. He has faced court for the first time. 45-year-old Benjamin Glenn Hoffman. Now, he's accused of killing four people, wounding another, in a series of attacks that shocked the close-knit Darwin community. And today in court, he said he was sorry for what had happened. For more, we are joined from Darwin by ABC reporter Jono Gibson. Jono, welcome to Drive.
Yeah, good evening.
Take us through the charges this man's facing.
Well, the charges, as you recounted, are four counts of murder, two counts of recklessly endangering life, and one count of damage to property. And I know you're reflecting on it being one of the big stories of the week here in Darwin. It's certainly one of the biggest stories over the past many years, I would say. I've been here 10 years and I can't think of a bigger story that's happened here. I can tell you a little personal account of the fact that on the night I was heading home, it was around 6 o'clock, and I saw two police cars racing into town as I was driving along Bagot Road. And I called up work and said these police cars were going in very fast. Can you find out what's going on? And sure enough, within a matter of minutes, we learned that there was an active shooter in the CBD. I was called back into work. I raced back in, and within, 15 minutes of getting that call to go back into work, I was on the scene with another reporter, Stephanie Zillman, who many of your listeners might have seen doing live crosses that night. And we were speaking with witnesses who'd just seen the gunman, who'd been in rooms where they'd opened the door and the gunman was outside the door. They'd shut the door, they'd hid in bathrooms, they were terrified, they literally thought they were going to die. We spoke to people who had helped one of the injured, the woman who survived, who was shot in the leg and was injured. We spoke to people who provided first aid and got her into an ambulance. And it was a really dramatic and emotional and confusing and chaotic scene at the time.
I'm sure as the court case goes on, we'll hear more of those scenes and that evidence. Today, of course, was the beginning of that process, the first appearance. What was the scene in the court?
Well, it was a packed courtroom. Obviously, there's been massive media attention from around the country. There were half a dozen or so national media crews that were there, in addition to the Darwin media. And we saw on a video screen Benjamin Glenn Hoffman, the accused gunman, came into a room that was being broadcast from the Darwin Correctional Centre. He had two guards flanking him. He was wearing a red prison-issued shirt. He had white shorts on. He had a shaved head. He appeared to me to be gaunt and tired. You could see cuts and abrasions on his face. And at that point in time, the judge, Elizabeth Morris, asked if he could hear them. He said yes. And then over the course of about 10 or 15 minutes, there was discussion between the judge, the defence lawyer, and the prosecution about whether he should be classified as at risk in prison. And his lawyer said he didn't want to make any submissions on that. But at that point in time, Hoffman himself interjected and he said, "I do need help. I've asked for help." And then he went on to say, "I'm very sorry for what's happened."
Yet to enter a plea, though.
No, yet to enter a plea. We do know that he's been remanded in, or I should say he will remain in custody until September 18, and that's when his next court appearance will be, which will be for a preliminary examination mention. We did hear from his lawyer out the front of court, but he would only just say that he'd spoken to his client and didn't want to provide any more comment. The prosecution said that it was a very complex case and that it requested an extended period of time to prepare a brief of evidence, and the judge granted the prosecution 12 weeks to prepare for that. And, of course, we know now we've identified three of the victims of the shootings, and they really show, the diversity of Darwin. Darwin is a very multicultural, small community. I think people don't realise how small it is. There's only 120,000 people here, even though it's a capital city.
It's smaller than most
council areas in a metropolitan city. And those The three victims we know of so far, one was Hussein Baydoun. He was the first man who was shot, 33 years of age, from Lebanon. He was shot at the Palms Motel, and his family have described him as a wonderful person, an amazing person, a brilliant man. I'm quoting someone here. He was very lovable in our community, they said, and that was at a vigil last night. The second man to die was a 75-year-old. Now, his name has been reported, but I understand his next of kin have not yet been found. He was shot at a unit complex about a kilometre from the motel. The third man to die was Michael Sisois, 57, born in Greece, gunned down at the Buff Club. He was a roofer in Darwin. He'd been here since he was a kid. And the fourth man was from New Zealand, Robert Courtney, 52. He was killed in the suburb of Woolner. So as you can see, it was an incident that stretched across some of the inner suburbs of Darwin.
Jono, thank you. A huge story in Darwin, obviously, and nationally. And that next court appearance, September, I think you said?
September the 18th, he'll be back in court.
And I'm sure this will be a matter that will be keenly followed. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
ABC Darwin reporter, Jono Gibson, Drive here on RN.